The plan is to find millions in savings so the city can move forward with an up to $250 million bond referendum. That money would be used to back infrastructure repairs, like street improvements and traffic light synchronization. Carlos Campos is spokesperson for the mayor.
We probably could have done it, but we think it's a lot better to do it in a collaborative way. You bring all these people to the table, and hopefully you can build some kind of consensus and collaboration on where it makes sense to identify cost savings.
The commission includes 7 city council members, 5 union representatives, and 4 private sector CEOs, including Delta Chief Richard Anderson. Councilwoman Mary Norwood is part of the commission. She says the mayor's office has provided a list of some ideas, but says she wants to see reforms to how the city handles vacant properties.
I'm very interested in seeing how we can adopt those strategies and have those work for us in the city, because we have thousands of properties that are dragging down our community.
Reed has already announced one way he plans to cut costs. He says money from the sale of Underground Atlanta will go towards savings for the referendum. Stephen Borders heads the Atlanta Professional Firefighters Union. He says he's skeptical how much input the unions will have, especially after Reed's reforms to the city's pension system.
We have had differences of opinion on how to create efficiency, because it's very easy to create efficiency by making cuts to the employees and letting them shoulder the burden of savings.
Borders says he's glad union voices have been added to the commission. Borders and other union members are currently suing the mayor and city council over changes to employee pension contributions. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.